Well, joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Mike Houlihan, who I said we kind of all know. We know him as Hooli, who is the author of just a fun, rollicking ride of a book called Nothing's on the Square, which says a lot about Chicago politics, but it's a tome about your time working inside the 2015 mayoral campaign of Jesus Chuy García. And first off, Hooli, I don't know how to explain who you are. Okay. You are a man of many hats.
First of all, thank you for having me, Rick. Great to be here.
Well,
I haven't been up this early in a long time.
We just have to remember we're not at one of the usual places be talking. Yes.
Okay.
But how do I describe you? How do you describe you?
I'm a pretty good BS artist.
Well, okay.
I grew up on the South Side in the 19th Ward. My brother was the state rep. My dad's best friend was Tommy Fitzpatrick, the 19th Ward alderman. I think that was my first exposure to politics. I was hanging door hangers when I was about 11. I became an actor. I moved to the East Coast, and I got married there, had kids, and I moved back in 1985, and I got a job with George Ryan,
right?
The great George Ryan. And so I, between politics and show business, and I have three radio shows I produce. I'm now the chairman of Hibernian Transmedia, which is a public charity dedicated to Irish and Irish American culture. And I'll do anything to make a buck. Just about.
Playwright, author.
Exactly.
Yes. Man of bon vivant, man about town.
Yeah.
I will tell you what I enjoyed about this book, and truly, it's kind of like as I had Ted Gregory, my Tribune colleague.
Oh, I just read his book. It was terrific.
Yes, and I'm just able to start catching up on some of these reads that I think, you know, it's Christmas time.
Absolutely.
You might want to take a look at these things as well. But with yours, your book, for someone who doesn't live and breathe and follow politics, I think it's an excellent kind of primer.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Now, granted, you have your take on things.
Sure. Absolutely.
And no one's unscathed. Virtually no one's unscathed in this thing. But, I mean, because I laughed when I first read it.
Good.
Because I knew everybody in it.
Yeah.
And even people I didn't directly know, I still knew of them. And it just kind of helped reinforce what I thought. But it was all about just the various deals and side deals and, you know, plus elements of a political campaign and of a street campaign. And I don't think, you know, most people, they get their politics through watching TV ads or, you know, if they know a candidate or know an elected official, I don't think they do.
Right.
And so this, I think, is a good kind of way to get into what politics is and how it's still played. And it's
in the trenches.
And it's not different from how it's always been played.
Sure. Yeah. You know, somebody there now, there's some people who take umbrage with the book. I was telling my radio co-host, Skinny Sheehan, that everybody says, Hooli's crazy for that book. I said, since when? It's only in Chicago when you tell the truth, you become part of the lunatic fringe, you know? I'm just telling the truth. This is what happened, you know? And they all think I'm nuts.
Well, and with working for the García campaign, for example, and a number of people that have been around for a long time got involved on that. And you make no secret of your feelings about Mayor Rahm Emanuel in this book.
Good.
But the fact of how, you know, for example, you get brought into the García campaign by someone who's also helping another mayoral candidate.
Yes, you mean Pickle Joyce?
Yes, Pickle Joyce.
Yeah.
Who we should explain who Pickle is.
It's Jeremiah Joyce's son, who's a state senator. Jeremiah was a state senator and an alderman and a Chicago policeman. Part of a great political dynasty on the South Side. But yeah, Pickle gave me the, got me the initial call and said, how would you like to make some money working on the Chuy Garcia campaign? I said, how much could I make? You know, let's talk.
That's the logical next question, right?
Well, you know what? There's a, I don't know if you remember Marty O'Connor, he used to write from the Daily News here years and years ago. God bless him. He used to always say, if you're going to get work in politics, get the money up front. Everything else is nonsense. And I took it to heart, you know. Because nine times out of ten, you're not going to win.
And so you may not get paid.
Exactly. So get the money.
There's been plenty of vendors that have been stiffed
tell
over
me
the
about
years.
It. Yeah. They're still waiting, some of them.
Right.
Well,
right.
I don't play that game.
but Mike Joyce was also helping Willie Wilson,
yes,
the African American candidate,
yes, yeah,
for his campaign.
Yeah.
But there was a logic to it.
Oh, sure. And you can ask Pickle for that.
Well, but the logic being, if you're going to force a runoff,
well, you know what? Without Willie Wilson, there was not going to be a runoff. He took enough of the black vote to force Rahm into a runoff. So that was pretty smart, I'd say.
Well, yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
there are
without Willie Wilson, Dr. Willie Wilson,
correct,
there is no runoff. Yeah,
it's all part of the calculation.
Yeah,
they may not be obvious at first,
no,
but
they do
reveal themselves.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Mike Houlihan, author of Nothing's on the Square.
I don't want
to add the G to it.
Okay.
Well, actually, the governor should be good at pronouncing the title of this book since he drops his G's. Nothing's on the Square. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Showcase studio in historic Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue. I'm joined by Michael Houlihan, Hooli, author of Nothing's on the Square. In a quick take, why did Garcia lose and Rahm Emanuel win?
Inept campaign management, the media in the tank for Rahm, $35 million in Rahm's political campaign. There it is. They spent a lot of money making Chuy look like a dumb Mexican, and it worked.
How much of it was the fact that Garcia was kind of a late entry in the race? Because, I mean, basically he was assuming the spot of Karen Lewis.
Yeah.
Karen
Lewis recruited him to get in the campaign. Yeah.
Because after her medical condition,
sure,
her medical diagnosis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much of the, quote, inept campaigning, unquote, was a, or was it just people in over their skis?
That, I think, is a good point. I don't think, you know, once he was in, he got to the runoff. Then it was mano to mano at that point. That's where he lost. And that's a tough thing to make up, the amount of money they're throwing at Rahm. But also, I told Chuy this when we first started. I said, you got to kick this guy right in the nuts right off the bat. That's the way you do this. And he was like, what? You know, I said, come on, this is a street fight. You're from the South Side. You know what that is? He went to St. Rita because that's the way you deal with somebody like Rahm Emanuel. He's a bully. So I said, you got to come out firing right off the top. And he did. That wasn't in his nature. As he got into it later in the debates, he was pretty accurate and had a lot of clarity to his attack.
And figured out, well, I mean, when the stakes were real at that point, where
yeah,
it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
But you write in the book, too, about, you know, the fact of trying to sell a Mexican-born candidate in the 19th Ward.
Right.
But how St. Rita, right, Catholic
made
League, became
a
such a
yeah,
valuable sales
sure
tool.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he was a guy who went to St. Rita Mustang. We took Chuy on Super Bowl Sunday to about 15 or 16 bars all along Western Avenue through a blinding blizzard. And they welcomed him with open arms. I mean, they were so glad to see him and the fact that he had come out on a night like that, and then he went to St. Rita, and you could feel the vitriol for Rahm Emanuel and all those pubs. He was not well liked. So I think he was a good candidate. It's just, you know, maybe if the election was a week earlier we would have won, not so much, you know, late to the game.
What do you think now about the fact that here, you know, as he'd been looking at a another mayoral run,
right,
and now he is the endorsed candidate by Luis Gutierrez to replace Gutierrez in the 4th Congressional District.
Well, what's the title of the book? Nothing's on the square.
Well, that
I think Rahm Emanuel wanted Chuy out of the race. By some weird machination, he got Gutierrez to retire, push Chuy into Congress, and then you have a situation where, as Skinny Sheehan said to me the other day, you can't beat a somebody with a nobody. And right now, where there's nobody running who had that profile of Chuy for mayor, and it's going to be a lot tougher to beat Rahm.
Chuy says there's no deal, there's no quid pro quo. We're going to have him on the show at 3:30. And I will ask him again.
He's a politician. God bless him. You know, he's not going to give it up.
But I mean, he had been looked at one time to replace David Orr. And that,
his
for
pal.
Some reason, didn't materialize.
Yeah.
And now he is the Bernie Sanders endorsed candidate,
right. Yeah.
for Congress.
You know, I thought of I knew you were going to ask me this about was there a deal or whatever. And
how'd you know I was going to ask that?
I've been reading your columns, and I thought, you know, Rick, I'm doing some book signings all through December, and one of them is December 10th, Sunday, December 10th, at Riley's Daughter, and we're going to have Santa Claus there.
Okay.
So Santa's going to be there.
So maybe
ask Chuy if there was a deal. You know?
Maybe Santa's the one to ask.
Yes, exactly.
What other book signings have you got going
starting
on?
Out Sunday, next Sunday morning at Gaelic Park out in Oak Forest, right after Mass. And then I'm heading over to Riley's Daughter from 2 to 5 on 111th Street, 4010 West 111th Street. And then the following Sunday, I'll be at the Curra, the traditional Irish pub on Northwest Highway. And then on Saturday, December 23rd, I'm at Molly's Public House in Riverside. So looking forward to meeting everybody.
It's almost like you could combine a book signing with a pub crawl.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go to school to eat my lunch.
Well, Hooley, we're going to put up a link on our Facebook page for
you can get the book on Amazon. Yeah.
And are you going to get involved in the next mayoral campaign?
Well, you know, I everybody asked me that. I don't think Chuy's going to be asking me because I sent him the book, and he I know he read it because somebody told me, but he didn't call me or anything to say thanks. So I don't think he's going to be asking me. I don't know. Depends on who the candidate is. I'm real interested in the mayoral campaign that it's going to be against Rahm Emanuel, because I think he's bad for Chicago, and I would really love to work at dethroning that guy.
As anybody reads the book, you're hearing exactly what you're going to read in that book.
Yeah,
is very much from that orientation.
He's
a
bum.
But again, what I really like about the book is just it's such a great inside look of how a campaign runs and how campaign operatives are,
right,
and the personalities that are involved.
Well, that's what's interesting. There's such gamesmanship and brinksmanship that goes on in the back rooms of a campaign, and you know, what they hire this guy for, what's he, you know, back and forth.
Spies.
Yeah, there were spies in the
yes.
book. There was a guy who Pickle had a big confrontation with him. That was a good story.
Not really ever want a confrontation with Pickle.
No, you don't. He's a professional boxer, and now he's a boxing coach. And, yeah, he can be a scary guy.
Indeed. Michael Houlihan. Hooli, thank you so much.
You,
author of Nothing's on the Square. You can pick it up at Amazon, and also just stop at an Irish pub.
That's
I'm
right.
sure there's probably copies for sale.
You can
sale,
also get
right?
signed copies at abbeyfieldpress.com. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
And a Merry Christmas to you.